Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. DeSantis out. Four charged with murder. Hidden peepholes. And Marines call 911. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has dropped out of the presidential race. His campaign put all their focus on the Iowa caucus, and they got second with 21% of the vote, just ahead of Nikki Haley at 19%, well behind Trump at 51%, by far the biggest blowout in caucus history since 1972. They signaled that they'd keep going. He gave a few more speeches in New Hampshire and South Carolina since that caucus, but recent polls in New Hampshire have him about 5%. He has endorsed Donald Trump. CNN has this headline, DeSantis' exit is a devastating blow to the career of a once rising GOP star. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, yeah, it's devastating to him and his supporters, but he's 45. Do you remember when Trump called Ted Cruz Lion Ted and Trump supporters felt betrayed when Cruz at the Republican convention said, vote your conscience? They're friends now. And no one holds 2016 against Ted Cruz. Maybe there's a VP slot available, or Dinesh D'Souza has the idea of Trump hiring DeSantis to be the guy who actually goes to D.C. to drain the swamp. So Trump's the big idea guy and the delegator, and DeSantis is the JAG officer who gets it done. I don't think this is the end of Ron DeSantis. Trump's team said they did not expect an endorsement, but Trump said in a statement that he's very honored to have his endorsement. You may remember that video back in November of a mob of students beating to death a fellow student in Las Vegas. Well, four high schoolers have been charged as adults for second-degree murder. Nine students have been arrested, all between the ages of 13 and 17. Further evidence that Hugh Hefner is a despicable person, his legacy should have him somewhere between completely wicked to very sad. His mother never said, I love you, never hugged him, and his fiance cheated on him when he was serving away abroad at the end of World War II. So he was betrayed by the two most important women in his life. So it makes sense that he would go on to treat women like he did for the rest of his. But one of his wives say that he had peepholes and hidden cameras installed in bedrooms in his mansion where he recorded celebrities and politicians and their exploits without their knowledge. Do you remember back in September, the Marines lost one of their F-35 fighter jets? The pilot ejected, parachuted down in a residential neighborhood in North Charleston, and the F-35 kept going. Well, it turns out a Marine major actually called 911. He said, we're looking for an F-35 and we're coming up dry so far. The plane was ultimately found 75 miles from where the pilot landed, an embarrassing and $100 million loss. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I know you don't care very much about entertainment culture in this country. I don't either anymore. Used to be a big movie fan. Now I don't. Every week I look, is there a movie I want to go to? And the answer is no. I'm not going to sit there for 3.5 hours, even if it is Martin Scorsese. I'm not. And the rest of it is just junk. On television, it's the same thing. Reality shows and all of this garbage. I have no interest in it at all. I only watch sports. I watch Blue Bloods on CBS. Excellent show. And that's about it. I don't even watch 60 Minutes anymore because it's just not what it used to be. Anyway, they had the Emmy Awards last week. And that's the big thing for TV, the Emmys. You know how many people watch the Emmys? 4.5 million. I did more viewers on the O'Reilly Factor. 4.5 million. That's it. And I looked at the winners and I looked at the people who got the Emmys. I didn't know 75% of them. I'm sure they're good. I'm sure the vehicles were okay. But there's no common culture anymore. There's no Mary Tyler Moore. There's no Happy Days. No All in the Family. No Dobie Gillis. No Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. It's all scattered all over the place. And most Americans have lost interest. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Alan, Bill, if they let Hunter Biden off and issue a new subpoena, what's to stop him from taking the fifth when he does testify? Nothing. The subpoena only says you have to appear in a deposition. If he wants to take the fifth 100 times, he can. William Cross, West Valley City, Utah. Lately, I am listening to the BBC, and it is beginning to sound like Biden rhetoric that Trump will destroy democracy all over the world. Well, what do you expect the BBC to do? BBC is more liberal than the CBC that we talked about earlier in the broadcast. BBC, come on. I mean, I think the BBC is so pro-Hamas. I'm just shocked. But been going that way for years. Dar Lutz. We don't want to pay $24 for a sandwich either, so my wife and I buy a pound or a pint of chicken or tuna salad from the deli, take it home, make our own sandwiches. That's right. That's the smart play. But what if you're on the run? And that's what people do for delis. They're racing around. They're going places. They got to get a quick sandwich. Sure. I mean, you're a moron if you buy the crazy price sandwiches at the deli. You just get the ingredients, make your own sandwich. And remember to use sourdough bread. Good for you. But, you know, look, this thing is totally out of control. Believe me. Where I live on Long Island, insane food prices now. BillO'Reilly.com store. Before my books are banned entirely, you might want to buy the whole set, all 13. Great deal. We'll like you a lot if you do. And you read them. I'm getting letters. What should I read them? What order? You go witches, you go killing England, you go killing Lincoln, crazy horse. That gets you through the first 100 years of the country. All right, and then you read them whenever you want. Those four. So are we witches? That's the Mayflower and all of that. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago today, one of the most influential TV programs in history debuted on NBC. The comedy show featured two hosts, special guests, and a lot of chaos. Here's the story behind Laugh In. Show began as an hour-long special that aired September 1967. Led by the comedy team of Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, Laugh In featured comics Goldie Hawn, Lily Tomlin, and sometimes falsetto singer Tiny Tim. Executives launched the weekly series to replace The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It debuted January 22, 1968, and quickly became a national sensation. The broadcast relied on improvisation from the cast and used flamboyant colors and characters from counterculture. Rowan described the format as psychedelic vaudeville. For the next 6 years, millions tuned in every week to watch the latest crop of American comics. Cameos included Sammy Davis Jr., John Wayne, even President Richard Nixon, and Gerald Ford. In total, the series was nominated for 32 Emmys and won 7. The final show aired on March 12, 1973. Laugh In ranks 42 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time. Dan Rowan retired shortly after the finale. He was diagnosed with blood cancer and passed away in 1987 at the age of 65. Dick Martin died from lung cancer in 2008. He was 86 years old. And here's something else you might not know. Today, the cancel culture movement, not fond of laughing. Many networks and streaming platforms refuse to run old episodes because, quote, the show relies on stereotypical depictions of gay people, women, African-Americans, and Asians. I believe they had some stereotypes of white people, too, but cancel culture is not concerned. To quote Flip Wilson, the devil made them do it. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.